Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about in our original intent for the nation and our country. You know, I know we had a chance and an opportunity to watch Kirk Cameron's film, Monumental.
That's right, Monumental. Oh, yeah, that was very good.
And, you know, I want to have a discussion about that this morning, because we're talking about it. We're talking about George Washington yesterday, and it was, you know, George Washington. Mike, remembering George Washington. Mm-hmm. Leadership in times of crisis. That's right. But the story of America goes further back than the Declaration of Independence. It goes further back than you know, the Constitution and the founding fathers, and we have forefathers before the founding fathers.
Right.
And so, Kirk did a great job, and I know we all learned a lot, but it was interesting how it all got started, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah, it was amazing.
I mean,
all the adversity, the planning, the just risk of life and limb.
Yeah.
You know, they may not ever see their families again, you know.
Yeah.
That was just, wow.
Literally
giving up everything, and there was no guarantee.
Yeah.
It was just for a sliver of a hope of maybe we're going to find a place where we can worship God freely. Maybe we're going to find you know, the other side of this ocean, and we'll get to a land where we can.
These are those pilgrims we're speaking of.
Yeah.
You know, that left
a
country they're familiar with to go find some place where they could worship God without restriction and involvement of the government telling you what you can do, you can't do.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the story starts with the pilgrims. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went to school. I mean, you, me, we all thought pilgrims ate with the Indians.
Yeah, they had the big hats,
big
hats,
big
buckles,
belt buckles,
the buckles on their shoes. And
remember when you're a little kid, you had to cut out in what do they call it, construction paper? Yeah, you had to cut out your little hat and your little turkey. And that's all I knew of the pilgrims. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
but to know that the pilgrims came out of, you know, what was known as the Puritan movement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to understand the pilgrims, we need to understand what was happening with the Puritans. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we're talking about almost I don't know how many years ago, but the Bible wasn't even available to every person then.
Right.
That's right.
You know, it wasn't, and it wasn't until the Bible actually first became printed and it was put in the hands of, in English, and of ordinary people. Mm-hmm. And so they're reading
it gave them like a sense of empowerment, because it was all of a sudden now we have the ability to have the Word of God, to have the Bible, you know. And it was amazing because there was a segment in that they could not all be seen together, because it would cause too much attention. It would bring too much attention to themselves. So what they would do, they would meet at like 1 o'clock in the morning in a distant house, and one person would come. 45 minutes later, another person would come. And
the person,
they would meet to talk about the gospel.
Right.
And the amazing thing is that their whole families couldn't even get together. They would have to have their parents kneel down low underneath the windows and talk about the Word of God.
Right.
While their kids peered up in the windows to make sure that there was nobody coming in, you know?
That's right.
And to hear about how our forefathers fought so courageously to have a land of freedom that wasn't guaranteed. And it really made me, you know, watching the video, mm-hmm. and watching how everything began, it was just like freedom was something that they so wanted so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And to carry that back, it's like what we were talking about with George Washington yesterday, how American, the word American was a glimpse or a hope in the future. Mm-hmm. And freedom was a hope in the future. And now it's just like we there is no freedom that we don't have. I mean, we've got so much freedom is that we have so many choices to be able to use it. Mm-hmm. It's just like we can't lose this.
That's right.
It's like just as our forefathers fought for this nation, we have got to fight for this nation to keep it, you know? And, I think about the journey as far as them coming across, and you know, in history they told us about the Mayflower and I think what was like the Pinta Maria, the Santa.
Yeah, that was Christopher Columbus.
Or Christopher Columbus. Yeah. Okay. Well, exactly. Yeah. But to me, it just highlights that I've never been a history buff.
I never was either. I'm with you.
Yeah, history was always so boring to me because it was like, okay, there was this battle or this general, or I never connected with it. But to see as far as why they were fighting for it, because you know, Kirk Cameron talks about it in the beginning. He says, "I want to know why they were fighting. What were their motives?"
Right.
And to know that their whole motives was Christianity. Their whole motives was the gospel. Their whole motives were Jesus Christ. It was like, oh my goodness. That was the whole reason why they came over here. It was just like, we have got to bring Jesus Christ because that's all we've got.
Right.
And the amazing thing is to hear that when all you have is Jesus Christ, that's when you realize that's all you need.
Right.
And he talked about, you know, one of their specific journeys to get from England to America. They came up with an agreement with one of a specific boat trader, and there was a massive, massive, I guess, nor'eastern, very, very bad storm.
Yeah.
So all these people, there's like 150 people. They all just crowd into a boat. Yeah. There's, you know, there's no air conditioning.
No.
There's no heating. There's no insulation. It's just wood.
Yeah. It lasts for like 2 solid weeks.
Yeah.
They were just adrift.
Or no, it was like 2 months.
Well, that particular storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The storm was 2 weeks.
Yeah. And they were in the bottom of the boat.
So they're in the bottom of the boat. It's pouring down rain. You've got families. You've got children. Mm-hmm. People are, you know, the boat's rocking to the left and to the right. You know, anybody that's in the Navy probably got seasick at some point. You know, they're in a boat that's 60 feet long. 200 people are in it. They're vomiting on each other. They're getting seasick. There's, you know, there's no doctor.
Right.
Yeah. And all of this is done in... Let's get to America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like half the people die.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what they wanted to do, Steve, they just wanted to find a place where they could worship God.
Oh my goodness.
And you go back to Puritans, it was so intermingled with the queen that, you know, the queen controlled the government, like the queen controlled the clergy. The clergy then controlled the people. And it was like they so intermingled God with the government. It was just like a mess.
Right.
And so that's what they finally realized. Like, wait a minute, we're not going to be able to serve God under this present condition. This is like whack here. We got and they became known as the Separatists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the queen that actually gave them the name of Puritans. It was like, you know, spitting, like the, you know, it wasn't even like a
curse word almost.
Yeah, like a curse word.
And it was a name that they gave them to be able to to describe them negatively, like, the Puritans.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, like a spitting thing.
Right, right.
And so that's where they start to be separate.
Right.
And they say, we got to get out of here. And you think about this at that time. I mean, again, you're talking about making the trip, coming on over to America. But there was a process involved in all of this. There was a journey in this.
Mm-hmm.
And all they wanted was God. Once someone starts abiding, once someone starts spending time with the
voice
Lord,
of God,
you start hearing it is all over.
Yeah. That's it.
I mean, it is. Once you start hearing God for yourself, you know, you're no longer talking about what someone said Sunday and what this preacher said. Listen, God spoke to me today, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so they're hearing God, and so to leave the church at that time, since it was co-mingled with the government, it was not only to leave the church, but you're leaving the monarchy. I mean, it's like off with your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was considered to be a traitor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this was no easy or small thing.
Yeah.
So they really had no choice but to leave. And so they decide that they're going to try to take off. Well, actually, before that, you remember they started having services in secret.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Right. Yeah.
So they're worshiping in candlelight.
Yeah.
You know, in a secret underground location. And I look at these forefathers and I think, wow, what commitment. What, you know, they so wanted God that they were willing to risk everything just to meet, just to fellowship, just to be in his presence and to learn. And they met in secret, I believe, like that for 4 years.
Right.
4 years.
You know, thinking about what you had said just a moment ago, John, it's just like they were doing all of this just for a place to worship God. You know, and you look at where we are in America right now, and, you know, from anyone's residential home, you know, how many different places can we go to where we can, quote unquote, worship God?
Right.
We can
freely.
Worship him. Yeah. Really, yeah. We have that freedom now because of what they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the abilities that we have right now in America to worship God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what are we doing with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are we doing with that ability to freely worship?
Right.
Yeah.
Who are we telling about?
Right. Right. And what we're talking about for our video, VFN radio listeners, we're talking about the movie Monumental.
Yeah.
On the torch today, you can look at a trailer. It's posted, and you can begin to see, you know, what this journey was like for yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk did a phenomenal job, but I hear what you're saying, Steve. It's like, wow, these freedoms didn't come free.
Yeah.
And to truly appreciate the freedoms, we got to get a good, accurate picture of the whole story, of the real story, of what for many of us has been the untold story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And under that type of persecution, you know, and fear of being, then they take off to Holland. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How amazing was that?
Right. That was amazing.
Mind blowing. I know.
Seriously, the whole movie just really. I've just become. I mean, even talking about it now, I'm speechless because to me, it's like our history books have been rewritten, and there's so much of truth that's not being told,
just totally omitted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes it's like you want to just stand up and be like, okay, if this is not being told in schools, we got to stand up and tell it.
That's right.
Because we've got to remind, you know, our nation, we've got to remind our generation. Mm-hmm. We did not just get here.
That's right. Yeah.
We did not just arrive.
Mm-hmm.
It was fought for.
Yeah. Well, in the first part, that's really educating ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, once we ourselves know, we can begin to live it out and begin to share it. You know, I think about when they're in Holland, they're there for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And here are these pilgrims that leave England, you know, under night. You know, the first time they try to leave, they get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They get arrested. They get thrown in jail. And you would think they were like, okay, we won't try that no more. Let's just go back to our underground.
Right. Do it again.
We were doing good for 4 years like this. We were doing good.
Yeah.
But they leave again to Holland.
Right.
And on top of that, you talk about boldness. You talk about fire for God. You talk about, you know, understanding, you know, that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. They set up a printing press so that they can print books and scriptures to send back to England and Scotland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So over these 12-year period of time, they're being discipled by this awesome pastor, John Robinson, which we got to talk about this pastor. We just got to talk about this man of God. But they send these books over and they spread all over England.
Oh, wow.
They spread all over. I mean, everyone has heard about it. Even King James has heard about it. And this king, he's like totally whack. He sets himself up like, he's ruthless. He's like tyrant of tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
And he hunts them down all the way in Holland and destroys the printing press.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you're like, oh my, this is not the day and age of Facebook and Google. I mean, they didn't, you know what I'm saying? It is Skype. How in the world, and you had to take like a boat ride to go to Holland. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it wasn't like crossing the border.
Right.
It's like, you had to take a boat ride, and they hunted them. He found out that it came from these Puritans, these separatists, you know, these God lovers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just thought, wow. But for 12 years, this pastor, think about this pastor, they settle down. They can't work because they're not part of any kind of guild or any kind of trade.
Right.
They're struggling. I mean, they had to put their kids to work.
Yeah.
And they're just barely surviving. And at this time, this time period, it was the only safe place that they could actually go because they were, you know, any other place would have cost them their life. They went to any other country. People were getting butchered and just killed and persecuted. And so it's like God made a way for them to preserve this remnant.
Mm-hmm.
These people that all they wanted to do was share the gospel. And it's like, you know, do we have, I mean, we can't have any excuses. You know what I'm saying? I look at them, I'm like, yeah. I feel so challenged.
Right.
You know, I feel so like, are you kidding me?
That's right.
Are you kidding me? They made a printing press. I don't even know how to make a printing press now, okay? So how do you, they made a printing press and they produced these Bibles and got them out there at a time where they couldn't even barely feed themselves. And yet, and this is the thing that you know, I'd love to just, you know, toss this around, but it's amazing how when things start to cost people, it's like the temptation is, oh, well, this must not be God.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's resistance. It's not working.
Yeah, I mean, there's just like this false idea that everything, you know, with God is supposed to be rosy and peachy and, you know, and I'm always like, who lied to you? I mean, it's like, where did you read in the Bible that you're going to have the white picket fence and the two cars and the, you know what I'm saying, the three weeks vacation? Where is that in the Bible? I'm sorry. He said, you know, there are benefits to serving God, no doubt. But he said, in this life.
Right. You have many troubles.
Trials and tribulations. You will have them.
That's right.
But cheer up because I have overcome. Yeah, overcome the world.
You know, I think about that, John, what you're talking about, the struggles and the trials and the failures, because there was a time when they were looking to get to Holland or they were looking to get to England. So all the men, they put their wives and their children in a couple boats. And they just, you know, set them in this stream and just say, okay, hey, you know, we'll meet you downstream. There's going to be, there's going to be another boat that meets us.
Right.
We'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how many fathers are going to do that? And just, you know, just pack up their kids, you know, and just set them in a boat and they're waiting on another agreement with another boat to pick them up. And that fell through.
Yeah.
Their boats, the boats that the wives and the children got put in, got stuck on like a mud sandbar or something.
Yeah.
And they got captured. And they got captured. And they didn't see him for like, what was it, like 2 years or something?
It was on their way to Holland.
Yeah. And they still pressed on.
They didn't give up.
They did not give up. And it was all for the hope of having a place to worship God.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. When they came over, that was on their trip to Holland.
Yeah.
And these guys that separate, like you said, they had to wait to get their wives and their children back. They try this thing again. They go back to England. I'm like, how many people would have talked in mind and said, I don't know if this ministry is for you. You know, you don't have the 20,000 seat Coliseum. You don't have no book. You don't have a website. I don't know. Did God really call you? It's like, come on now. Please, come on now. Talk to me here. These people went through adversity knowing that they were willing to be the seed for future freedom of the gospel. And so, you know, as we're wrapping this up, and we can just, I mean, there's so much more, and we'll probably revisit this again because it's so rich. But they head on, they charter a boat, the Mayflower, which is really a wine boat, to wait, the Mayflower and I think the Speedwell.
Yeah.
And the Speedwell springs a leak.
That's right. And they just happen to have something to fix it too.
Exactly. Yeah. Else for the Mayflower. But happened with the Speedwell is that they didn't have enough people to, like, they all couldn't go. They all couldn't go. So they were like, oh my goodness, we all don't fit in this Mayflower. We don't fit in here. So they had to come to a decision. What are we going to do?
Half
of them decided to continue
behind.
On the journey.
Yeah.
Right.
And this pastor, John Robbs, which we have to talk about, and we got to get to him on one of these, next program. But he stays behind as this new crew goes forth to settle in the new world.
Wow.
And just the providence of God, before they even land, they're setting up, you know, the Mayflower Compact, which is, you know, basically that came before the Constitution. It was a framework for the Constitution,
like,
but it was a way.
Before it, right?
What was that?
It's like 200 years before.
I don't know how many. It was a long time. I don't know the exact time, but it wasn't like, you know, there was some years.
It's like a 400-year anniversary is coming up soon, I think.
Yeah. So think about that. Think about that. One of the inscriptions on the charter is for the whole, why they made it. The whole purpose is because it wasn't just them. It wasn't just, you know, people that were serving God. There were other tradesmen and people that are on the boat as well.
Right.
But they made this agreement to affect their government, their way of life. How are they going to conduct themselves? In fact, all aspects. And in this charter says that they came over, you know, they came for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith.
Wow.
It's in there. They came for the glory of God and for the advancement of their Christian faith. And today, America has its freedoms because there was a faithful few.
That's right.
That were willing to step out, trust God, believe Him, mm-hmm. and move forward. I'm yeah. telling you, this is such a beautiful story.
Yeah.
And we want to continue to share that and talk more.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.